I wanted to give you a little update on my trip that started on February 9th and ended on March 6th to Brazil to work with materials but also do some training sessions. So I was there for nearly a month, and in that time we were able to do three training sessions for Sunday school teachers in three different churches, and but it involved many more churches that were able to come and participate. And I wanted to say thank you for the materials that you all supplied, the beautiful bags that went along with them. The people that received them were very grateful, and they are using them right now in their Sunday school classes. And so I wanted to say thank you to Grace Bible Church for that. During those 3 weeks, we worked on tweaking some of the materials, but also we concentrated mostly on getting those training seminars done, and we already have one scheduled for October 26th for my next visit. And I thought I might throw out there also that Brazil is waiving visas for U.S. citizens as of June 17th, so if anybody would like to accompany me, you're welcome to come along, because you don't have that process to go through anymore. Also, during that time, I spent a week in the Northeast in the city of Petrolina, which is where my husband and I served for 30 years, and it was a great time to get reacquainted with the people there, my coworkers and believers and friends. And I spent a week with them, but I was also able to participate in a conference that's held annually and participate in, by giving two workshops dealing with the relevance of Christian education in the in local church planting. And so it was a really good time for me to be there with them with that, and to just be in Brazil again for another time. I wanted to leave you today with two prayer requests. One is specifically for Mozambique, and most of you know that that cyclone hit several weeks ago, and they are still in the process of recovery. There is no prognosis for when power, water, food, and fuel will be restored. Banks are running out of money as well. But I wanted to lift them up before you because we have several Brazilian missionaries, and Baptist Mid-Missions also has a couple in the country of Mozambique ministering there. Baptist Mid-Missions is sending world relief to them. But also I wanted to tell you that the Brazilian churches gathered together and just among themselves raised between $4,000 and $5,000 to send to the missionaries in Mozambique. And so I was very encouraged by that, but also glad to see that the Brazilian churches are acting and ministering to these people many miles away. Pictured there is the family of the Mushaya family. He is Mozambican, she is Brazilian. They work in the city of Beira, which was hardest hit by the cyclone. They lost their house, they lost the orphanage, and many of the churches lost their, at the very least, their roofs, but many of them were completely destroyed, and so those monies will be going to rebuild their facilities and to get them back up and running. And I would ask you to pray for them specifically. I also wanted to lift up before you today Venezuela. We have many Brazilian missionaries in Venezuela. You know, Americans are not allowed in there, but the borders have closed even to Brazilians, and our Brazilian missionaries have chosen to stay in Venezuela in order to minister to the believers there. And so they are stuck behind those lines, and they are suffering the food shortages, the medicine, fuel shortages, which is completely ironic because they're one of the largest producers of oil in the world. And so I ask you to pray for those missionaries specifically, that they would know how best to minister to the Venezuelan believers and those that are in need. So thank you again. Thank you so much for encouraging me in the ministry. Thank you for encouraging my Brazilian brothers and sisters in Christ as well, and for encouraging the work in the churches in Brazil. So thank you.